I want to remind the committee that we had to select 8 candidates to fill the 8 vacancies. 4 of them will assume their position in January, and 4 will assume their position in May. In terms of the sport, as well as who is serving, I would propose that those that are currently serving, whose term of office is ending in May, be recommended for the second phase, which starts in June, and those that, so that they can be allowed to finish their term of office. And those who are currently serving are on the list of Fanuba, as well as one is important. And they are on full time. And Lula Manare is not a full time, he's on part time. And Ulisi Sibata is also the highest in the list. And in terms of the motion that was put forward in the House, we can also recommend as to who has to be full time and part time. I will then open that to the committee to discuss. Honorable Ramadi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think based on the what we have just said now, or let's understand this on the motion that was submitted to us, I agree with your proposal of recommending and then Lula Manare, and then Ron Luis to be, or you propose 2 names, Ron Luis and then someone must be first. Talk about those 2 names, okay? Ron Luis. Can we go, are we only talking about the 2 names for now? Can we?
Can I hear?
Okay.
In January, 4 commissioners need to be appointed. 2 on full time and 2 on part time. And my proposal is that those that are currently serving and are on full time should not be prioritized for January, should be allowed to finish their term of office, which has been settled. So that they can continue to serve, and then those that are currently not serving or are on that time may have made it to the top of the list, be the ones that put it up for change. That's what I was
supposed to do. Can I propose the 2? I propose the Lulama and the Baja.
Is there any standard for that?
Is there not? Is there my own?
Is there some of the
time? And who Lama?
Lama in the
Bata. Which Lama?
What number is the chief?
Lama is number.
Oh, Nari.
Okay.
Lama in terms of the priority of the school is number two. She is currently a part-time commissioner.
So they will now become the full-time commissioner.
Okay, I just want to reply that the rule of caution and a part-time commissioner, when does it end?
Lama was appointed for 2 years. She has served within March. She's on part-time.
I think I said that in time the president can change the part-time contract to a full-time contract. So there's that problem there.
So, are we then in agreement to say we recommend the full time to be Nomsisi Bata starting January and Lula Manar on full time basis? Can we get it, the proposal for the part time starting in January?
Chairperson, I would like to nominate Ms. Onto Gray Matibuko start in January as a part-time commissioner.
Is there a seconder for that name? Lamar?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that name? We are recommending Nomasonto, Mazibuko on part time, and Luisa Lopoza on part time. Then we go to the appointments to come.
I'm proposing the name of Wanderson Walker to be a full-time on June in order that he must finish his term.
Honorable Coleman.
Having said the would like to propose this is now full time,
for June.
I propose that
just before the second, you know, the question that is selling important work. And I'm really noticing nothing in terms of writing or finding. Nobody wants to be identified wrong.
Mm.
And you know, I think we've been tolerant enough now. I don't think we'll continue to be tolerant of wrong spellings of names. Because if people are not sure of the name, they should go back to the CVs of those individuals so that we call them correct. I think she was modest enough to correct us during the interview. And I think it's important that we correct also in our paper so that we don't continue to call them wrong, including all others that have been incorrect.
Point taken, like the Kai. On some document it's referred to as Nyika Nyika, and here on this final reference form is referred to as Nyika Nyika. What is the correct spelling of Kanuru?
Mahasa.
Mahasa. Mahasa.
Mahasa.
Even here it's not written for you. Which one do you mean for Mahakanu? Can you correct that? So that when we present a report, we present a report with the correct spelling of the names and names. Christmas will have time in
general.
Mm-hmm. And who will sell the water? Have time in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we are saying, who will have full time in general. And Ululana is the first time in China. We go to the full time in China. Can we then have the Amapat time for you?
Chairperson, I propose a funeral at the end of February.
The second of that is not a tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
Okay, I'll propose the...
Can you put from my sort that you can
do it?
Oh, I'll say so much.
Yeah. another name. We're all on the same page. For full time, that is the January, we are seeing Francis Barker in full time, starting in January, and Lula Manar, full time starting in January. And on part time, we are seeing Numa Fonte of Luke Mantebobo in part time starting in January. And we sell your quota and part-time starting in January. Then we are saying, we are going to my partner, good job.
Sorry.
Is that from the beginning?
No. The first four is okay.
Yes.
For January?
Yes. And then we are saying for June. On full time, it's Wallace Mkosi, full time starting in June. And Nondumiso Mahato, full time starting in June. She's written a Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are saying for part time, starting in June, it will be Primrose Sobase. And Undisile Zimanda.
Part time,
yes. Now, we have concluded our task. All that we are left with now is to adopt our report, as well as minutes of the previous meeting. While organizing the African break, thank you very much. Can we proceed toward the conclusion of our work? We'll start with the minutes of the previous meeting and end up with the report.
Can we start with the duration of the minute?
Pardon?
The duration of
the minute. Okay. We are going to start with the minute. And then I will say we are on this minute now, starting with the minute of the radio doctor call. We are on page one.
On page one, you've got under members for the African National Congress, you've got three bengus. Oh, no, not in this minute, there are three bengus. Not three bengus. Pardon me, sorry. I've got one there that's for three bengus. All bengus, eight bengus, and eight bengus.
Okay. Well, we'll check one. And we are on page 2. Can we have a mover for adoption of the minutes?
She's an amendment for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Honorable Sandra Weber has moved for the adoption of the minutes. Is there any second?
I second.
The minutes of a meeting of the ad hoc committee on the filling of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality, which was held on the 30th of October 2020, has been adopted.
Chairman, yes, sir. Then, we relate the issue of the standing of the news on for correction. So we are going to do
that. The correction of the name. Which one? No, we're only the minutes of the 30th. Okay. Can we then take the second set of minutes? The minutes of...
My initial is EM, and I really prefer to use my full initial.
But now on the minute of the meeting that was held on the 31st of October 2015, to our own patron. And we are on page 2. Is there any other correction?
The name of Mr. Kayanika also to be another
Can we have a move up for the adoption of the minister amendment? Honorable Bengu has moved for the adoption of the minutes with the proposed amendment. Is there a second? Honorable Kumi?
I second the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the meeting of the Ad Hoc Committee on the filling of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality have been adopted. Can we move to the third set of minutes? The minutes of the meeting of the Ad Hoc Committee on the filling of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality, which was held on the 6th of November 2018.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just the spelling of Honourable Makuba. She's got a A at the end. And this is in fact Mrs. that's listing the three Bengus. It's got Honourable R Bengu, S Bengu, and another S Bengu.
Thank you very much. Now on page 2. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes with the amendment? Honourable Kassila.
Good day, Mr. Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
I know that you're an honourable person.
One
Yes, that correction has been accepted. We are now on page 2. Thank you. The minute of the art of committee on the opening of the committee in the Commission for Gender Equality held on the 5th of November 2016. Can we then move to the report? Can we all go through the report and indicate when we are ready for adoption? If the report is a full reflection of what happens, can we have a move for the adoption?
As to whether are we not going to be inserting a recommendation in the term, because we know that see the president to decide. Are we not just the committee recommend? I'm just asking.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wanted to check whether are we not supposed before a table the proposal that we must indicate the results of the the panel. I'm sure that you have just seen that those must be proposed that they must feel full time or part time, but I can see something in that. After our interviews, the following candidates were successful as 1, 2, 3, 4. So how is the object of care in that aspect?
Well, I've never looked at school before. They only recommend the names without putting the points to say what and so on. So. But that information is contained in the file. I would guess that what was proposed by Honorable Ramadi is the reflected here as we are commending, because we're not taking the position. The recommendation. But also, it is not us who are referring to the president. Mm-hmm. You know, we are presenting to the House. We are the House who consider the report. And the process. Then it is the House that recommends to the president, not us as the court. Yes, to what has been said, the comments.
Yeah, Chairperson, just before we move for the adoption, the last name, the next, there's still space between the Y and the N. So it actually looks like two names, but if that can just be correct. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other thing that you would want to correct on this report? Can we then have a move for the adoption of the report? Is it for amendments? Okay. Thank you very much. The ad hoc committee, the report of the ad hoc committee on the field of vacancies in the Commission on Gender Equality dated 11th of November has been adopted by the committee. Thank you very much. I would like to again take this opportunity to thank all members for their participation and the
Oh. Oh. I done.